Now we're heading out to the bay with Bay Curious. Most of us see the bay a lot from bridges, but don't know much about what's going on out there.
I live in Potrero Hill, and I can look out and see ships anchored in the middle of the bay.
This is Sam Lord. He's got some questions about the boats he sees from his house.
And I just wondered what they're doing there, what they're waiting for, and how long they're there.
Sam especially wanted to know, what are those barges anchored just north of the Bay Bridge? The ones that seem like they're always there. So Bay Curious reporter Kelly O'Mara took Sam out to the boats to find out.
So we will not be going very fast on this trip.
Sam and I set out from Treasure Island. That's where the Coast Guard has their vessel traffic services, also known as VTS.
Any time of day, any time of night, we're open 24/7, 365 at vessel traffic service.
This is Michael Roja, head of VTS. First, Michael takes us to those barges parked east of Treasure Island and north of the Bay Bridge. They're parked at a spot called the Treasure Island East Moorings.
This is the biggest mooring group in the bay. And I think there's probably about 8 to 10 mooring balls out there.
At a mooring group, people can tie up barges to mooring balls, which are floating balls anchored to the bay floor.
It's like a big parking lot, is what it is.
Almost all of the barges here are for dredging. The silt or rocks that are removed from the bay floor are piled on a barge. Now, a barge doesn't have a motor. It's like the trailer that has to be towed by a truck. So once it's full, it's towed away to be dumped, and one of the empty barges parked here is then brought in. And this kind of dredging work is happening all of the time.
The bay always wants to try to put itself back to where it was, and man doesn't want to do that.
If we didn't dredge the bay, it would get too shallow for cargo ships, like the ones that we now head towards. These ships, which unlike barges, do have engines and can go long distances, are anchored off of Hunter's Point in the middle of the bay at what's called Anchorage 9.
Before they come to San Francisco, they have to submit a notice of arrival.
Before they can even enter the bay, they need a plan for where they're going and what they have to unload.
They're already assigned a berth, so the pilots will take them all the way to their berth, or sometimes they're assigned to the anchorage.
A berth is a spot at a port to unload cargo. An anchorage is a specific spot to drop anchor in the middle of the bay to wait. There are anchorages all over. Anchorage 9 here is the biggest, and the only place fueling is allowed inside the bay. There are about 25 to 30 big ships traveling in the bay every day. And most of the biggest ships, the ultra-large container ships, head to the port of Oakland. So we decide to go there next.
Basically, each of the docks at these different ports have a specific purpose. Like all these inside of Oakland are going to be container products.
That's why Oakland's port has those massive Star Wars-looking cranes to unload all the containers.
Up in Richmond, there's a fuel dock.
That means petroleum, oil products.
There's an aggregate dock.
Rocks, gravel, sand, concrete.
San Francisco has a car terminal.
And yes, they do drive the cars right off the ship. Typically, ships are getting unloaded and reloaded within a couple of days. If a boat sits around for longer, it's often because the company hasn't given that ship new orders yet, or there isn't a new shipment ready for pickup.
It looks like boats just come in, and dock, and turn around and go back out, but I think there's a lot of stuff going on that I never knew.
There's a lot of stuff going on that most folks don't ever realize, you know? And that's, you know, like I say, that's a good thing, because when people don't know about it, it means nothing went wrong.
And with that, we head back for dry land. I'm Kelly O'Mara, KQED News.
Satisfy your bay curiosity at baycurious.org. This is Morning Edition on KQED.